welcome one, welcome all. Thanks for joining us. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio where you are the star, you are the talent, and you will drive the talking points of the day. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, please give us a call, 844-967-2789. I'm William Walter, Policy Research Director and Lead Training Organizer with Our Wisconsin Revolution, and I'm joined by the squad today. We got Luke, Todd, and Aaron. How are we all doing today, everybody?
What up?
Let's all talk at once.
I knew to wait back so that I did not join in on that. But yeah, welcome and happy to be with you, Will. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday indeed, though, carrying on our conversation a little bit from yesterday, I am not so much a fan of this weather. I know Luke's going to yell at me for that after the fact, but I will have to say it. It is cold and it is rainy, and I have a sweatshirt on in June, and I do not like it.
Whatever, man. You're picking the weirdest things. Folks, today we're going to talk public transportation. That's what public transit and getting around from, place to place off of either a bus, a train, whatever form of public transit. If you want to share what public transportation means to you, we want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. It's on the mind because it's part of the shared revenue discussions. It's part of what's current events right now in several different cities around the state of Wisconsin. And we're excited to talk about what public transportation means to you. Again, the number to call or text, 844-967-2789. Now, Will, where you're in your neck of the woods, you don't have a whole lot of public transportation. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is accurate. I don't have any public transportation that I can think of. When I'm able to get down to the city, of course, that's my go-to. I would much prefer to hop on the bus or use the hop, particularly during the Bucks championship run a few years ago. I was on the hop constantly, which was a fun, riveting experience for me as someone who doesn't have public transportation in my community. But, it's really unfortunate. You compare it to, we see on, I hate to be that chronically online guy, but I see a lot of comparisons to, European cities, how nice it is to be able to do whatever you want on a daily basis without relying on a personal vehicle. Obviously, the United States, just from a landmass perspective, is significantly larger, but boy, that'd be rowdy. I can't lie. That looks like a lot of fun.
You don't even have to go to Europe, though. You can go to an East Coast city like Philadelphia, Boston, New York, D.C. They all have excellent public transportation, in my opinion. I love riding. When I travel, that's what I go to. Seattle is working on it's not light rail, but it's kind of light rail-esque. It's what I use when I fly to Denver.
Light rail light, would you say?
Yeah, light rail light. That's a good way to put it. LITE, the second one. But it is something that I try to use every time I go to cities and I'm traveling. And it's something that we almost had here in Wisconsin. And somebody with a front row perspective on that of why there is not high-speed rail between Milwaukee, Madison, and Twin Cities in Chicago, is Mr. Todd Alba. Todd, what does public transportation mean to you?
Well, gentlemen, I appreciate you coming on as someone who lived with this and pretty authoritative on it. Growing up in Richland Center out in southwest Wisconsin, we did have public transportation. It was the back of a 1976 Dodge Ram. We kind of all got in there and drove around. And also the Amish buggy would stop by occasionally and get a free ride on that. So, we had public transportation.
Have you ridden in the back of an Amish buggy?
No.
Okay.
I have been, there's a lot of Amish out there. And so yeah. I know a lot, but I honestly rode on my granddad's hay wagon. I used to bale hay. That's true.
There you go.
But no, as a former Republican, when this was a really hot issue back in the 2010-ish time there and before.
I stand those bumper stickers of I'd rather be riding on high speed rail when you see them on that stretch of 94 between Madison and those are terrific. Those are good bumper stickers.
I was kind of I've always been an oddball. That's nothing new to you guys and people that know me. But even before I left the Republican Party in 2011. I was an odd duck out on the Republican side because even when I was still part of the Republican Party, I was pro public transportation, largely, Luke, for the reason that you said, because when I worked for now former Congressman Scott Klug, who represented the 2nd District here in Madison in South Central Wisconsin, I spent time in D.C. and I fell in love with the D.C. Metro.
Yeah.
Clean, efficient, constantly, you know,
reliable.
I thought it was fantastic. And then also I've spent a little bit of time out in Seattle, again, using their transit system. Also, they have ferries that'll take you around as well.
I mean, they're
beautiful.
Ferries are,
reliable. So I tend to be especially trains. Now, the Madison here in Madison, they just got redoing, I guess, the bus routes or whatever. My problem with the Madison Transit, the bus system, is that, especially when I lived in the west side and worked downtown, if you missed a bus, it was like an hour and 45 minutes until the next one. So it's like, well, if you got delayed at work and, you know, they're in a political business, there's no real clock. And so it's like you couldn't really rely on it. But I think trains are absolutely reliable. And so I was absolutely ticked off, to clean it up for radio, when Walker decided to come in. This is a pattern, you understand? This is a pattern of Republicans. When you get free money from the federal government to improve your state, they reject it on political to score political points. And all it does is hurt the citizens you're trying to represent. It would have made an economic difference for Madison and South Central Wisconsin, and quite frankly, Milwaukee had high-speed transit come to Wisconsin. So it's super unfortunate, and Wisconsin is still paying a price.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for joining us today, Todd. This is Town Call. If you would like to participate in our talk on public transit, give us a call, 844-967-2789. Todd, I got a fun little story for you, and I'm not going to name drop, but we have covered this in the past. Luke and I have talked about it. An elected official that represents me, I went to their town hall a few years ago, and they were discussing exactly that. Federal money that had been offered to the state of Wisconsin, this individual rejected it, and I basically said, you know, what's wrong with you? You had the opportunity to improve your community, to fix the roads, to fix the infrastructure, to do things that would help the people you represent, and you chose not to. Why? And the comparison he gave to me was that federal funds were like drugs. He used a very specific drug where once somebody gets hooked, they become reliant on it. They're dependent on it. And I don't want the people that I represent to be dependent on federal money, because at some point it's going to dry up and then they're going to be angry at me. And I'm just like, holy moly, this is a deep-seated issue. I don't know how we're going to get past this.
It's a pattern. It's a narrative, right? And it's right out of the Republican playbook. When you don't agree with something, you use these cliche narratives like you just gave a perfect example for. And they say, oh, this is bad. We're going to get hooked. This whole sense of, oh, you got to be reliant and self-reliant, whether you're an individual or whether you're a state. Except when Foxconn comes calling with a lot of foreign money. Except when the Chinese come calling in northern Wisconsin. Then you go ahead, as Scott Walker and the Republicans did, and change the environmental laws for generations in northern Wisconsin. It will affect the entire state. And how many jobs did that create up in the mines up in Wisconsin? Thousands of jobs. Let's take a look here. What's a paper? Zero. Turns out zero jobs up in northern Wisconsin.
A lot of paper shuffle real quick to find that number zero.
And meanwhile, the environmental laws of the state have been gutted. The Native American tribes were absolutely ignored, and their sovereignty and what those rice fields do, the religious rice fields in northern Wisconsin that rely on clean water. So the point is, that you make a great point, that Republicans have this narrative that's nothing more than made-up fiction in order to appease their base at the expense of the majority of Wisconsin taxpayers.
I think this conversation goes beyond politics, though, because I don't know if it's just a Republican versus Democrat for public transit. I think there are plenty of Wisconsinites that love their cars as well. Sure. And if you fall in that vein, we want to hear from you. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Town Call. I'm Luke Mathers. He's William Walter. Joined by Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show, across the Civic Media Network from 1 to 3 p.m. every single afternoon, talking what public transportation means to you. It is, again, in the headlines because we see stipulations going to the city and county of Milwaukee about how they will be able to receive the changes to the shared revenue formula. Milwaukee also has a new bus rapid transit route that is going east to west, hopefully making it more frequently and reliable to get across the city of Milwaukee. We're going to dive into a story about that from our friend Dan Schaefer over the recombobulation area coming up. Madison, as you alluded to, Todd, is revamping their entire bus system. It changed yesterday, so we want to know what public transportation means to you. 844-967-2789. Are you somebody that loves driving in the car? Are you somebody that wishes you could jump into a train and head over to Milwaukee or up to the Twin Cities or Chicago? We want to hear from you. 844-967-2789 here on Town Call. But Will, I mean, even in your neck of the woods, one of the greatest things growing up from the Milwaukee area myself, the freeway flyers. It was the easiest way to get to and from Summerfest, State Fair, all the excellent festivals that the city of Milwaukee is known for. That's gone to the wayside because we haven't had the investments in public transportation. There are fewer routes. There's fewer options when it comes to things like that. That's something I feel like the suburbs loved. You don't want to have to, you know, try to get behind the wheel after Summerfest. Isn't it so much better to just be able to hop into the car or hop into the bus instead of a car and drive back to the park and ride and have somebody pick you up there? Like, that's ideal Summerfest conditions for me.
We pride ourselves, Americans pride themselves on individualism, right? We want to be able to take care of ourselves. We don't want to have to rely on anybody else. The example you just provided, you come back to the park and ride, you need somebody else to pick you up. No, that's not the American way. We're going to do it ourselves. Now, I am going to take something that you noted on how Americans love their cars and love like the freedom of driving. I do know a lot of people like that. And that aspect I completely understand, particularly with so much of our daily lives. You're just bombarded with constant information, nonstop advertisements. You got work on the mind, you got family on the mind, whatever. So maybe the car ride home is the only peaceful 5 to 10 to 15 minutes, depending on how far you live away from your job, time you have to yourself on a daily basis where you don't have to worry about anybody else. It's just you and your thoughts. Perhaps you are still listening to this.
I hope you're worrying about the other drivers, though, because there's other drivers out there that you should absolutely be concerned with, and it's not just your world. Be mindful of the road, please, folks.
Of course, Luke. I should say that goes without saying, but it does need to be said, unfortunately. And having the freedom to go and do what you want when you want without having to rely on a schedule, as incredibly reliable as some of our public transportation options are, I do think that there are a lot of Americans that would be really upset if they had to kind of lose that ability.
Yeah. And so we want to hear your thoughts. We want to hear what your stance is on public transportation. 844-967-2789. As I alluded to, a new article over at the Recombobulation Area, our friend of the show, Dan Schaefer, writing that up about what bus rapid transit is going to mean for the city and county of Milwaukee. And coming up, we got an inside of what happened with that deal to reject those federal funds when it came to high-speed rail here in Wisconsin. Mr. Todd Alba having a little bit of the insider's perspective when it comes to that. So if you've got questions for him, 844-967-2789 here on Town Call. We want you to be the star of the show.
Here's one quick thing I'll say, guys. From a Republican standpoint, not a Republican standpoint, but just in Madison, one question that has not been asked or answered too often of our mayor here, Satya Rose Conway, is one-time money versus ongoing financing. Mm-hmm. So a lot of this stuff in Madison with the rapid transit, it's being funded by one-time federal funds. But who pays for it ongoing? That's a legit question.
Yeah, those are the hard budget questions we'll be discussing as well. 844-967-2789. We want to hear your thoughts on public transit. This is Town Call. I'm Luke. He's Will, joined by Todd. We'll be right back. He's going to sit by you. Another one rides the bus.
Welcome one, welcome all, welcome back. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio. Today we're talking public transportation. I want to hear what public transport means to you, or I want to hear why you very much enjoy the freedom of the road to have to go where you want, do what you want with your private vehicle. I'm joined today, of course, by Luke Mathers and Mr. Todd Alba with Aaron on the board. Gentlemen, public transit. Todd, I hear you have some fun behind-the-scenes stories on why Wisconsin was forced to reject some of the public funding that we had made available to us from the federal government and why we are in this dire situation today.
Well, forced is a strong word. I think it was certainly a choice by the Republican side, and not that I was, in all the secret meeting rooms or anything, but, at least it was around at that time. And in my opinion, based on what I do know, it simply came down to a fact that the Walker administration, Republicans, did not want to give President Obama at the time and the Democrats a quote-unquote political win. You know, that would have been a big feather in the cap of Democrats, a Democratic president, to say that they helped federal money come to Wisconsin to give us high-speed rail. It would have been a big deal. And you know, you had the 2012 elections approaching, and they didn't want to give Obama that feather in his cap. Also, I think that there was some fundraising on the Republican side going on. You have people like Diane Hendricks, the big builder from down in Rock County, giving, you know, millions and millions, tens of millions of dollars and third-party dark money to the Republicans. And also, let's face it, road builders are a big part of Wisconsin Republican fundraising, and high-speed rail and public transportation is not necessarily friendly to road builders. So that's some of the things that were behind the scenes at play. I do think that this question of one-time money versus ongoing financing is legit. I'm not sure if at the time those questions were thought out. And also, quite frankly, if you think about it, if you're going from a Republican side, if you allow federal money to come in and help with mass transit, public transportation in the urban areas of Wisconsin, that in theory should free up more money for town roads and more shared revenue going to you know, rural transportation and help out their constituencies back in rural Wisconsin.
It sounds like it was just playing politics then.
That's a very succinct way to say it. You're absolutely right.
That's unfortunate. The lives of Wisconsin citizens be darned.
Yeah,
we have to prevent a political win for our opposition.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate. It's been going on since God was a boy on both sides from time to time. But yeah, in this case, when it comes to public transportation, I think that to blame it on, you know, we just don't want to take real money and have this dependency, quote unquote, on real money. You guys are smart enough. I mean, I'm sure many of our callers are as well. Yeah, I don't have the numbers in front of me right now, but the last time I checked, which is like 2 weeks or 2 months ago, some of the highest counties and states that take in federal money are Alabama, Mississippi, Kentucky, and Tennessee. Some of the reddest Trump states in America that rely on federal dollars to subsidize their states and their communities because they're so poor. And so it's completely disingenuous for Republicans to say we don't want to rely on federal money when it's the red states who are relying on it the most.
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic there when it comes to who is and for what issues are accepting federal funds acceptable to a political party. We want to hear your thoughts on public transportation. 844-967-2789. If you're using the new system for the buses here in Madison, if you are using the new bus rapid transit in Milwaukee, we want to hear your thoughts. One of the stops, a brief 12-minute walk away from, I was going to call it Miller Park, but American Family Field for the Brewers. So if you're in Milwaukee and you want a reliable transportation method to get to and from the games, you can do so. And you can listen to the Brewers here on Civic Media on WISS Oshkosh Air Support in the Fox Valley, as well as WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center. We're giving away Brewers tickets all summer long, so you want to be tuned in to your Civic Media programming to be able to have the opportunity to win those tickets. But Todd, I think it's also an interesting dynamic of the fact that, as you mentioned, the what played out around high-speed rail in Wisconsin for whether or not the Republican administration at the time, the Walker administration, was going to accept those federal funds, they played politics. Now it seems like the Republican leaders in the Wisconsin legislature seem to be playing politics around public transportation again, now in this upcoming biennial budget, because the strings that are attached for the city and county of Milwaukee to be able to receive the shared revenue changes that those communities drastically need, their strings attached are surrounding the hop and local public transit in Milwaukee. Is this just something that's destined to repeat itself? Is it going to just continue to be a political football, so to say? Or what are your thoughts on how we move beyond these conversations and be able to invest in public transit so that communities can prosper?
I think it's a little bit of apples and oranges there, Luca, because I think, you know, in 2010, 2011, that's when Republicans controlled everything, right? They had control of the governorship, they had control of the assembly, they had control of the Senate. They ruled the roost. They made all those decisions. And now we're in a situation in Wisconsin, like we are in Washington, where we have split government, where you have Tony Evers on the Democratic side and the legislature is firmly in control of the Republicans, short only two votes in the assembly of a supermajority in both houses. So, you know, I was having this conversation with somebody else recently. I think that Governor Evers he's in a tight spot. I mean, you don't want to see Milwaukee fail. And so, you know, to say that you're going to get everything Milwaukee and Milwaukee County wants and to stay on that ground, I don't know. I wasn't in the room. I mean, Tony, I have to trust that Governor Evers knows this better than anybody else. I have been in private rooms with Robin Voss negotiating with my former boss. And,
I'm
you know,
so sorry.
I'm still in therapy over that. It's one of those situations where I could totally see that Republicans are just going to say, if that's where you want to go, Governor, if that's your bottom line, then we'll just walk away. Because remember, in Wisconsin, unlike D.C. on the national side, if Wisconsin doesn't pass a budget and the governor sign it by the end of the fiscal year in July, the funding just continues on at the previous budget's level. So you can theoretically go another 2 years without technically passing a budget in Wisconsin, and government continues on. Now, certain projects that are in this year's budget might fail or might not be able to be done, but government won't shut down. And you know, again, not being in the room, my assumption is the governor made the best deal he thought he could. He at least got to a point where it's going to allow local elected officials in Milwaukee and Milwaukee County to vote on raising taxes locally. I have to trust the governor that's the best deal he could get, but it's going to come at a price, and certainly not everybody got what they wanted.
Yeah, and the strings attached to the public transportation aspects are just an interesting aspect of the negotiations surrounding. We want to know what public transportation means to you. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Town Call. I'm Luke Mathers. He's William Walter. And Will, it seems to me that really when it comes down to it is the options are good. Having the ability to ride public transportation is a net benefit, and it is a aspect that can be invested in these communities and something that, if you, as Todd noted, have a reliable form of it and you can use consistently, it's an excellent mode of transportation for individuals to use.
I can't think of any other industry that, you know, again, Americans, we love freedom of choice, freedom of opportunity. If you want to ride public transit, you can. If you want to travel privately, you can. I can't think of anything else where elected officials tend to oppose offering additional opportunities to the individual, unless it's something that they personally benefit from. You know, if we were to talk monopolization of certain industries, which Todd did cover, that a lot of the big donors to a lot of elected officials are builders, people that have a financial interest in keeping cars on the road and keeping as many cars on the road as possible. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have John from Sheboygan. John, what are your thoughts on public transportation?
Hey, so I just wanted to say I lived in San Francisco for 3 years, like the Bay Area, and you know, there's a point out there I didn't even have a car. I lived in the Outer Sunset District. I would go out to the curb with my hockey gear, not on, in a bag, but I would.
That would dull the skates real quick, John, if you were wearing the skates out to the curb.
Yeah, no, we don't do that as hockey players. Skate guards. I would take the bus to the Balboa Park, jump on the Muni rail car, which would take me down the Embarcadero. I jump on BART. BART would take me under the bay in a tunnel, under the water, drop me off right outside of the Oakland hockey arena, and I'd play hockey out there. Take it on the way back and the way home. It was great. It was awesome. So that's just my anecdotal 2 cents.
And John, and do you? Oh, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, Luke. No, you go. I'm right. Referring to you.
John, I'm curious. Are you satisfied with public transportation options that are offered to you in Sheboygan, or do you believe the community is leaving you wishing for more when it comes to public transportation?
I actually live in Baraboo. I'm just commuting all over the God's green earth right now and just, you know, getting everything in a company vehicle, I guess. So, you know, that's, you know, one thing, you know, we, you know, my company supplies company vehicles. They supply company fuel for, you know, moving goods and services around the state. That's a plus. But I think if we could, I think it'd be really beneficial if we could, you know, have everybody take public transit to the shop, you know, grab their vehicle from the shop and then go from there rather than, you know, to and from everywhere. So, you know.
So the community of Baraboo, though, leaving you wanting more when it comes to public transportation. If that's is that where you reside? Yeah.
Hey, John, I grew up out near you as well. I'm from Richland Center, so Southwest Wisconsin as well. How do you feel about, you know, years ago, you know, they ripped up most or many of the rail lines in Southwest Wisconsin and put in the rails to trails. And that's great for hiking and ATVing and all that kind of stuff. But it really negated the opportunity to move passenger rail out further from Madison. Think about this. The 4-lane highway now to Sauk City, you can get to Madison or at least Middleton to Sauk City in 16 minutes. I mean, think about having a rail service from Middleton or Madison out to Baraboo or Sauk City, which has essentially become a bedroom community of Madison.
I mean, that would be ideal. I think there's a lot more space. There's a lot more property to support that outside of the city. But, I mean, why can't we have a rail car that goes right down the center of the Beltline, you know, that would cut that Beltline traffic in half instead of adding express lane here and shoulder there, you know. You know, I really think it isn't that hard to think outside the box when it comes to public transit. It just boils down to being political.
Well, I think it boils down to having elected officials that have the creativity to come up with some of those systems as well, because as the excellent reporting over the recombobulation area points to time and time again, Dan Schaefer likes to note it is a lack of creativity when it comes to these public policies that kind of leads us wanting a little bit more as a community. We want to hear your thoughts here on Town Call for public transportation. 844-967-2789. You can be like John in Sheboygan, or you can be like Matt in Middleton. Matt, what are your thoughts on public transit?
Hey, guys. Thanks for what you do. Having been in Europe, I've been to Berlin, I've been in Asia, I've ridden the Eurorail. You can go to multiple countries in one day. America needs to wake up and realize we're behind the ball on a lot of stuff. We're basically run on profit and fossil fuels. You know, everyone's forced to have a car. Scott Walker messed up Wisconsin big time. A lot of people lost out on that failed rail development. It just sucks. We're controlled by fossil fuels. The people have no options, really. We're all forced to own cars, even though a lot of us would rather not have cars. The cars are getting more expensive to maintain, more complicated. And it's also a disaster waiting to happen because we're running out of people who can fix combustion engine cars. You know, young people aren't learning to work on them anymore.
That's a really good
point,
Matt.
We're going to be stuck with them for, yeah.
Matt, we'll get right back to you after the break. We got a hard break coming up. This is Town Call. If you'd like to participate in our talk on public transit, give us a call, 844-967-2789. We'll see you shortly. Welcome back. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio, joined today by Luke Mathers, Todd Albaugh, and we got Aaron on the board. We're talking public transit. What does it mean to you? I'd like to go to the phone lines. Bill from South Milwaukee. Bill, what are your thoughts on public transit?
Well, thank you. First of all, one thing I find that was hilarious a few years ago, you know, Scott Walker having done all he could to oppose any kind of transit. Late in his administration, they began running this campaign, ad campaign in the Chicago area, targeting millennials to get them to move back to Wisconsin because we didn't have enough people apparently for jobs. And you know where they ran those ads? They ran them at transit stations and commuter rail stops. And one of the biggest reasons that people that in that age group like to go to a place like Chicago or the Twin Cities is that there is transit as an option. You aren't forced to own a car. So I guess their pitch was, yeah, but come move to Waukesha County and you have to drive a car everywhere, which is precisely what they didn't want.
The irony, right, of course, that they knew that demographic. They knew where to post this advertisement, and they were basically saying, yeah, come where we don't have any of this offer. That's an excellent point, Bill.
Exactly. I would also add one point where you were noting about the lack, like, the, for example, the disappearance of freeway flyers, buses in Milwaukee, too. Number one, my stepdaughter is furious about that because she works downtown and a freeway flyer would have been perfect for her. And instead, because she has to take a regular city bus, it takes a lot more time. She is also, and also on that, about the disappearance of the flyers and that, I think what's happened is because they've been cutting back on financing for the bus system, it's been case kind of like a basically forced to be a bare bones type. The attitude from the Republicans is basically, well, we really wish we didn't have to, but we suppose we have to, but it's going to be like the transportation equivalent of public housing. It's only for those who have no other options, and we'll make it as unattractive as possible. And on a happier note, next year, when we're talking about not having those things, at least there is a branch from the Hop Line that will take you down to the lakefront near Summerfest that next year should be ready maybe by next year.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the options are available. Something, so, you know, we've heard a lot of support for the public transit. I guess I'd like to pose a question to the audience as to why those who are against public transit, what scares you the most about it? You know, in my mind, I'm imagining that people are hearing that it's complicated. I have to jump from bus A to bus B to bus C for a 10-minute travel. And I'm not saying that, you know, people are lazy. I'm just saying that they might hear this and be turned off. What do you think?
Let me add one other point on that. We talk of, you know, the whole, when Scott Walker sold the whole thing about opposing the train, it was between Milwaukee and Madison. Actually, it would have gone all the way to the Twin Cities, but he never mentioned that part of it. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that these rural areas, that is, well, why should we pay for transit in Milwaukee and Madison? To which I would reply, obviously, anytime some soccer mom in Waukesha County gasses up her minivan, she is helping pay for roads in these sparsely populated counties in northern Wisconsin that have a lot of roads, but they don't have that many people living there. And so you need the gas tax revenue from people in places, you know, that have more people in order to pay for them, but they don't seem to like the reverse.
Yeah,
benefits for me, not for thee.
Well, in the old, I mean, I have no children in the public school system right now, but my tax dollars still go to, there's tons of different ways where that's applicable. It's not the need to see a finite exchange from how you pay your taxes to what services are provided then by any level of government, whether it be local, state, or federal. It is an interesting dynamic sometimes when it comes into the discussions of projects like public transportation. We want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789 on public transit. If you got them, share them with us in these final minutes of Town Call today. We want to hear 844-967-2789. But Will, I feel like it, the hurdles that you would have to overcome for public transit, like knowing where the transfer points are, knowing the timing schedule for different routes, not all that different from knowing what the flow of traffic is in cars when it comes to driving in the city that you're driving in at the same time. I know which areas to avoid driving around Madison at certain times of the day. That's something that you have to get in routine of. You just have to have that knowledge. And so I don't think there's that much difference between the work that it does so that you don't sit in traffic, the same that you would have to put into learning transfer points. So I don't I don't necessarily see that as a hurdle. It just has to be the communities that are offering these public transit routes, like Madison is doing right now, like Milwaukee is doing right now with these changes to the bus systems. You have to advertise the changes. You have to let people know where they can find that information and lower those barriers. But there's barriers of all forms of transportation.
I think it's an experience hurdle. Aaron made a great point earlier that people need to be more educated on what is required. They hear all of these different steps and, you know, perhaps they're scared that it just sounds like it's overwhelming. Oh, I have so many different things to do. But as we touched on earlier, once you do it, once you experience this trip for the first time and realize how efficient it was, how easy it was, how much money you saved, you didn't have to worry about having a personal vehicle, then all of a sudden it's, oh, wow, why was I afraid of this? I should have just been doing this from the get-go. It's just having the confidence to do it that one time and recognize, oh, I am able to do this. And we see this a lot, particularly with young people. I hear this a lot in you know, my neck of the woods, that something comes up, and I don't have a direct example right now, but maybe you have to do X, Y, and Z, or I'll even use the internet joke about the 18-year-old who has to call the doctor to set up their first doctor's appointment without their mother doing it or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just sounds complicated and they're worried and they're like, oh no, how am I going to do this? And then the mom is like, honey, you're an adult, you need to do this. So they call the doctor. Hello, I'd like to set up an appointment. Thank you. When is your availability? Okay, tomorrow at 3:00, I'll see you then. Oh, what a relief. That's a load off my chest. That was so easy. There are a million different examples of that in modern American society. I think this is a prime one. I see Todd laughing. Todd, it tells me you might have an experience with that in your past, huh?
Well, I was going to say, can we just be honest for a second? Madison is a mess right now. I mean, it would be faster to take a horse across town than to drive and or take a bus.
But
I mean,
all this construction,
but it's all being done at the same time.
It could be alleviated by public transit.
No, it's being caused by public transit right now with the installation of this mass rapid transit, or whatever it's called, all being done at the same time. And let's be honest as well, for Toddy drives a beautiful, nice, convenient Dodge Ram 1500.
Way too large of a vehicle for the road.
I'm not going to lie about that. I'm not going to lie about it. I enjoy my Dodge Ram. But if there was reliable, convenient, on-time mass transit, I'd take that.
Yeah, and so I think it'll take a lot. It'll take having these conversations. It'll take having the discussions with your public officials on why public transportation is important to you. We really appreciate you tuning in to Town Call today. It's been an excellent edition. If you missed any portion of it, go check out the podcast. I'm Luke Mathers. He's William
I'm
Walter.
William Walter.
And we'll be back for Town Call tomorrow at 12:15. Talk to y'all then.
Take it easy, party people.